A moment later, they emerged into a large oblong chamber lined by hundreds of hexagonal wall bunks. In the open areas of the room, hand-sized Killick healers were swarming over casualties from both sides, spitting antiseptic saliva into their wounds, spinning silk sealant into cracked chitin, slipping tiny pincers into torso punctures to pull shrapnel from internal organs. Low purrs of gratitude reverberated from the chest plates of the insect patients, but the Chiss, those who were still conscious, were staring at the creatures in horror. As the rest of the group stepped into the chamber behind Mara, a green triage nurse rushed over to hold down a screaming Chiss. The patient did not seem pleased to have three Killick healers rummaging around inside his torso. "They are not being cruel," Tessar said. "But the Tat are very stoic. They don't use anesthesia themselves.
And when they have it available for other species, they never get the dosage right," Jaina added. "They've decided that it's just faster and safer to do without."
"I'll bet," Han said, eyeing the carnage, "because it kind of looks like they're enjoying it."
"They're not," Zek assured him. "The Kind are the most gentle and forgiving species I've ever met."
"They have no malice," Alima added. "Once the fighting's over, they care for their attackers as their own. They don't even imprison them."
"I can't imagine that works very well with Chiss," Leia said. "What happens when the prisoners attack?"
"Their escorts bring them here for evaluation," Tessar rasped. "They think other species are aggressive only because they can't stomach pain. So they look for the source of the pain."
"Eventually, the Chiss figure it out and stop attacking," Tahiri said.
"Yeah? Well, a little bug probing would stop me," Han said. "At least until I could escape this creep show."
"Dad, the Chiss don't need to escape," Jaina said. "They're free to leave whenever they like, if they can find a way." Han nodded knowingly.
"There's always a catch."
"Always,"
Alima agreed.
"But it's not what you think," Zek added.
"The Chiss won't take back their MIAs,"
Tessar finished.
"I'm sure," Mara said. "I can't imagine the Chiss are much for prisoner exchanges."
"Oh, we're not talking about exchanges," Jaina said.
"The Chiss won't take them back at all," Tahiri explained. "Before we got here, they used to steal transports and try to go back on their own," Alima said. "The Chiss just turned them away."
"How awful for them. What happens to prisoners now?"
"A few hitch rides out, then who knows what happens to them," Jaina said. "Most end up staying with the nest."
"Doesn't that worry you?" Mara asked.
"No," Zek said.
"Why should it?"
"Because they're joiners," Han said. "They don't have their own minds."
"Actually, they have two minds," Jason said. "They still have their own mind, but they share the nest mind as well."
After a moment, Han said, "You'd better not be trying to tell me this is a good thing."
"It's not a good thing or a bad thing, Dad," Jason replied. "It just is. What disturbs you is that the will of the nest mind is more powerful than the will of the individual mind. They appear to lose their independence."
"Yeah?"